conflict in eastern Congo, the deadliest in the world since World War II, is being fueled by a multi-million dollar trade in minerals that go into our electronics products, from cell phones to digital cameras. More than 5 million people have died as a result of the war, and hundreds of thousands of women have been raped in eastern Congo over the past decade. The armed groups that are perpetuating the violence generate an estimated $144 million each year by trading in four main minerals, the three T's and gold. Tin is used inside your cell phone and all electronics products as a solder on circuit boards. Tantalum, often called coltan, is used to store electricity in capacitors in iPods, digital cameras, and cell phones. Tungsten is used to make your cell phone or BlackBerry vibrate and is a growing source of income for armed groups in Congo. Gold, although used mainly in jewelry, is also a component in electronics. It's also extremely valuable and easy to smuggle, making it an important source of funding for armed groups. Congolese and international companies move these conflict minerals from Central Africa around the world to countries in Asia, where they are processed into valuable metals and then onward into a wide array of essential electronics products. Consumers in the United States, Europe, and Asia are the ultimate end users of these conflict minerals, as we inadvertently fuel the war through our purchases of these electronic products. This trail has been well documented by the United Nations and others. Collectively, American consumers have enormous leverage over the companies from which we purchase our electronics, which we can marshal to press them to ensure that their products are conflict-free and that the trade in Congo's natural resources benefits the Congolese people, not the militias and perpetrators of crimes against humanity. Industry leaders, such as Apple, Nokia, Hewlett-Packard, or Nintendo, have an obligation to ensure that they are not financing armed groups or contributing to human rights abuses at any point along the supply chain. This will require them to change their procurement practices and demand that their suppliers provide proof of where their minerals are sourced from. We also must develop the means to hold corporations to their word. To that end, we are asking these companies to publicly pledge that they will take specific steps to assure the public that their products will be verifiably conflict-free. In addition, legislation will soon be introduced in Congress that will require companies to disclose where their minerals are coming from, all the way down to their exact mines of origin in Congo. This would put the burden of proof on companies to prove that they are not sourcing their minerals in ways that finance armed groups in Congo. We do not want these companies simply to turn their backs on Eastern Congo. Electronics companies that have profited from this trade owe it to the millions of Congolese who depend on mining for their livelihoods to help transform the mineral trade to be an engine of empowerment rather than fuel for atrocities. Today, we can use the very technologies that have fueled Congo's atrocities to put an end to these crimes against humanity and to help build a hopeful future for Congolese families that have suffered too much. It is up to us. Millions of lives are at stake. We have the power to demand an end to the horrific crimes against humanity in the very place where the term was invented a century ago. We need to demand that President Obama, Congress, and our electronics companies do all they can to help end the violence. I'm David Sullivan for the NF Project.